Page 28. Listening. Exercises 6 and 7. Listen to a blog video and the rest of the conversation. What aspects of gravity are realistic according to the astronaut? Then listen again and decide whether the statements below are true or false.
This is the Film Corner, and we've got Bruce Spencer with us today. Bruce is an experienced spacewalker. Bruce, you've spent many hours on spacewalks, floating in the middle of, well, nothing. I suppose it's pretty scary.
It's very scary. If the spacecraft broke down, a human being wouldn't last for long out there alone. But it's worth it. Because walking in space is exciting and incredibly beautiful.
Bruce, a lot of our listeners have been to the 3D film Gravity, which shows a spacewalk where everything goes wrong. How realistic is it? I mean, could these horrific things really happen?
In Gravity, two astronauts, Ryan and Matt, are on a spacewalk when space debris destroys their spaceship, and they have no way to get back to Earth. It's possible for something like that to happen. Space debris colliding with a spaceship is a very real danger, but it's not likely to destroy a spacecraft quite as quickly as in the film.
What about the way they move around in zero gravity? Is that accurate?
It's brilliant the way they show that. It really gives you a sense of what it feels like to be in space. And the things Ryan has to repair on the spacewalk and the tools they use, they're all exactly like the ones I used. It's amazing. But what's really important is the story. How Ryan, in space for the first time, manages to overcome all her fears and act with such courage.
How about the scene where Ryan is crying? The teardrop rolls off her face and becomes a round ball floating right towards the audience. Is that what really happens?
Well, it's a weird phenomenon. If you spill a liquid in space, it turns into a ball and floats around. But a tear in your eye, that's different. A tear would have no reason to float off the surface of your face. It would just sit there until you wiped it away.
So that's not so accurate.
And in the film, it looks like an astronaut can go flying around from one spacecraft or space station to another. Of course, you can't really do that. But this is entertainment, not a documentary. I think it's fine if it isn't completely realistic. It has to be dramatic.
Bruce, don't you think this film will make people afraid of space travel?
No, just the opposite. It's true that it makes us aware of the dangers, but I'm sure that seeing a film like Gravity will actually make young people interested in outer space. Maybe some viewers will even want to become astronauts.
Thanks for being with us, Bruce.
So, how about it?
Well, it seems to be realistic enough. I guess I wouldn't mind seeing it.
Great! Let's meet at the cinema at 9 o'clock.
Sounds good. See you then.